my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Manzi channel, welcome once again to another episode of The World of Jinn and Amir Ahl Sunnat. In this episode, we will be giving you some certain surahs of the Holy Quran, etc., that will be beneficial. So I advise you, have a book or page and pens ready, because there are going to be many beneficial points given in this episode, so you can record. Because there's many indications and help regarding jinns when they trouble you, so inshallah. Benefit of Durood the Pak, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever recites Durood the Pak once, Allah azza wa jal will send 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The son of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Haji Ubaid Raza Attari Madani, has mentioned, and this is a story when they were kids, when they were children. He said that a person fell from the roof of a plaza that was near them and passed away. And it was widely publicized that the cause of his death was jinn, and fear and terror spread throughout the area. And he says, both of us, Haji Bilal Raza and himself, they were both very afraid. And when Amir al-Sunnat came to know that they were afraid, he called both of them. And first he made them feel brave. And then jokingly he said to them, that if any jinns come in front of you, I don't want to hear that you were running in front and the jinn was behind you. I would like to hear that the jinn was running in front and you were behind the jinn. So he said this as a joke. Hazrat Sayyidina Mujahid radiallahu anhu has mentioned that everyone has a protective angel protecting you while you are asleep or awake against jinns and even insects. And they will remove this except what has been willed by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, as I mentioned, there's various forms of protection against the evils of jinnat, and there are some beneficial points that you can follow, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will find lots of benefit. First, you must seek protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. You seek protection in Allah Azza wa Jal, you will get, obviously, protection against harmful jinns, etc. That's the first thing. Then, the benefit of tilawat of Quran also has many benefits. Making zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, as you know, if you make zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, when shaitan and the jinns hear the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, they fear and run away. Other is, benefit is giving azan, and azan also has many benefits, and also to read this kalima 100 times. La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And then to read awrad, we'll discuss the awrad to protect yourself from jinn, and then there's also protection or zaifs that you can read, and also advise that if you have anything oily, you should wash it, because that attracts jinn. To keep lemon in the house is also protection against jinn. To keep a white rooster has also good, many positive impact and protection from jinn. And obviously to get ta'wizat from ta'wizat attariya, use that, and also you'll have protection. The first point we said, alhamdulillah, to get protection, the first thing is to read, as mentioned in Surah Al-Araf, verse 200, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, O listener, if the devil provokes you, seek the refuge of Allah. Indeed, He is all-hearing, all-knowing. This translation is from Kanzul Iman, the translation of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, has mentioned that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, make provision for recitation of Quran in your homes. He said, home where the Quran is recited is blessed with barakah, increased sustenance, with goodness, with blessings, and also believing jinns also live in such homes. If a home is empty of the tilawat of Quran, of the recitation of Quran, then that home is subject to grief, to horror, to dread, and also constraint in sustenance. And also such homes are often occupied by wicked kafir jinns. Indeed, there are tremendous blessings in the entire Quran. But now we're going to mention some surahs and the specific benefit so that you can follow this. First one that is beneficial, especially for people with jinn problem, etc., bad, we talk about spiritual problems. One is Ayatul Kursi, Yasin Sharif, the last ayat of Surah Mu'minun, and then the beginning of the Surah Mu'min, the whole of Surah Baqarah, Surah Al-Imran, Surah Al-A'raf, and then also the last three ayats of Surah Hashr, Surah Ikhlas, and also Surah Falak and Surah Nas. So these are beneficial. Now, talking now the first one we entered, we spoke about was Ayatul Kursi. This is mentioned by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said, the Apostle of Allah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deputed me with the duty to guard goods of zakat in the month of Ramadan. And he said, someone came at night and stole a handful of grains. I caught him and I said, by Allah, I will take you to Allah's apostle, that means the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I am needy and I have many dependents. I'm in great need. Please let me go. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu felt pity for him and let him go. When he came in the presence of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knower of unseen, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what did your prisoner do yesterday? And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, Apostle of Allah, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person complained of being needy and having many dependents, so I felt pity for him and I let him go. Then beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, he lied to you. He will come again. He believes, because our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he's going to come, so he had yaqeen, full belief that this person is going to come. He said, this time I am going to catch him. And as our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, and he said, I was waiting for him expectantly, and then he showed up and he started stealing grains again. I caught hold of him again and I said, I will definitely take you to Allah's apostle, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, leave me alone, please. I'm very needy. I have many dependents. And I promise I will never come again. Again, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu felt sorry for him, felt pity, and let him go. In the morning again, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "What did you do with the prisoner?" He replied, "Oh, beloved Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, he complained of his great need and his many dependents, and he promised that he's not going to come back, so I took pity and I set him free." Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "Verily, he lied. He will return." Then he said, "I waited for him attentively for the third time. And he came and again began stealing handful of this grain. I caught him, hold of him, and I said, 'Now I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to take you, because this is the third time you promised and you're not going to come, and you have come again. You have broken your promise.'" Then he said, "Please forgive me." He said, "If you forgive me, I will teach you something, and that will be very, very beneficial for you." So I asked him, "What are they?" He replied, "Whenever you go to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi. If you do so, then Allah Azza wa Jal will appoint a guard who will stay with you for the entire night, and no shaitan will come to you until morning." So I released him. In the morning, again, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "What did you do with the prisoner yesterday?" He replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he claimed that he will teach me something that will benefit me, so I let him go." Then beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "What are they?" He said, "Whenever you go to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi." And then he said, "Then Allah Azza wa Jal will appoint a guard that will stay and protect you, and no shaitan will come to you until morning." Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he spoke the truth, although he is an absolute liar. Then he asked, "Do you know who you are speaking to? Who came to you this three nights and was stealing?" "Oh, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu." Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentioned, "No, only Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best." He said, "That was shaitan." So dear viewers of Madhi channel, as you can see the benefit of Ayatul Kursi, and how shaitan himself gave the benefit of Ayatul Kursi. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned that a companion of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a physical encounter with jinn. That means he had like a fight, a wrestling match, and he dropped him. So he pleaded again, he said, "Give me another challenge." Again, this companion overpowered him and dropped him again. When he did the second time, he looked at his hands were like the paws of a dog, and he was also weak, so he looked at him and said, "Are you a jinn?" In a faltering voice, taking qasam on Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, "No, I'm not a jinn." He said, "Please give me a third opportunity. If you overpower me, I will teach you something which will be very beneficial." So he gave him another opportunity and defeated him again. Now this companion said, "Teach me now." Then he said, "Do you recite Ayatul Kursi?" Then this companion responded, "Why not?" He said, "Recite it at home. Shaitan will run away like a foolish donkey and won't return if you recite it at night, and he won't return until morning." That companion who had the encounter with this was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And as you know how powerful he was. Hazrat Sayyidina Ahmad bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu mentioned that once his father passed through a way that was infected with jinns and demons. He used to advise other people, "Do not travel through this path because of this." But he was forced to go through. And when he went through, he saw a woman dressed in yellow, sitting on a throne, surrounded by lamps. And this woman called him. As soon as she did that, he said, "I began to read Surah Yasin." And the lamps disappeared. She asked, "What have you done?" And he said, "Surah Yasin saved me." He mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that he recited the last four ayat of Surah Al-Mu'minun in the ear of a person suffering with epilepsy, and that person got relief. Then beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what did you recite? And he said, he recited these last four verses of Surah Mu'minun. And then beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, I swear on him in whose power is my life, that means Allah azza wa jal, that if any mu'min recite this on a mountain, even that mountain will vanish. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentioned that if you read the beginning ayat of Surah Mu'min, now first we spoke about the last four ayat of Surah Mu'minun, now we're talking about Surah Mu'min. He said that if you read these surahs, inshaAllah, and if you read Ayatul Kursi, it will be enough to protect you. That means if you read it in the evening, it will protect you for the whole night. And if you read it in the morning, it will protect you for the whole day. InshaAllah, as we said, we gave you a few of the surahs that you should recite in order to get protection against jinn and to keep your house protected. And as you mentioned, that if you recite this at night, you get protection for the whole night, and you recite these in the day, you get protection for the whole day. So, dear viewers of Madni channel, inshallah, we'll be carrying on in the next episode, also giving you more beneficial verses of the Holy Quran that will obviously benefit you, inshallah, azza wa jal. And as I advised, even for the next episode, try and keep with you something to write and a pen so that you can make note of these things. And these things, inshallah, azza wa jal, will become handy and beneficial to you. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Attar is my guide. 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 By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar.